Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. A high-ranking Mormon claims the anti-Mormon backlash after California voters overturned gay marriage last fall is similar to the intimidation of Southern blacks during the civil rights movement. Elder Dalen H. Oaks referred to gay marriage as an alleged civil right in an address at the Brigham Young University campus in Rexburg, Idaho, that church officials have described as a significant commentary on current threats to religious freedom. Oaks suggested that atheists and others are seeking to intimidate people of faith and silence their voices in the public square. Oaks's address comes as gay rights activists mount a legal challenge to Proposition 8, the ballot measure that overturned gay marriage in California. His comments about civil rights angered gay rights supporters who consider the struggle to enact same-sex marriage laws as a major civil rights cause. Mark Solomon, Marriage Director for Equality California, which spearheaded the No on 8 campaign, says, quote, "Blacks were lynched and beaten and denied the right to vote by their government. To compare that to criticism of Mormon leaders for encouraging people to give vast amounts of money to take away rights of a small minority group is illogical and deeply offensive," end quote. Solomon further said the Mormon church hierarchy has every right to speak out, but in the public sphere, one should expect that people will disagree. In an interview Monday before the speech, Oaks said he did not consider it provocative to compare the treatment of Mormons in the election's aftermath to that of blacks in the civil rights era, and said he stands by the analogy. Ironically, the Mormon church has itself faced criticism for its past stances on race. It was not until 1978 that the church lifted a prohibition that denied full church membership to black men of African descent. The Salt Lake City-based Mormon Church, or the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints officially, has shied away from politics historically, but was a key player in the pro-Proposition 8 coalition. The LDS First Presidency, its highest governing body, announced its support for Proposition 8 in a letter read at every California congregation, and individual Mormons heeded the church's calls to donate their money and time. After the measure prevailed, its opponents focused much of their ire on Mormons, organizing boycotts of businesses with LDS ties and protests at Mormon worship places. While some demonstrations were peaceful, in others, church windows were shattered and slurs were hurled at the church's founding fathers. Out front, at baronofarizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.